And today, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers released a more definitive plan for a massive project to protect Miami-Dade County from hurricane storm surges. The proposal calls for erecting floodgates and line parts of Biscayne Bay with a flood wall. WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich says the plan drew criticism from some homeowners and environmentalists over the summer.
The new details in the $4.6 billion plan provide a better look at how and why the Corps wants to erect the massive flood barriers along Biscayne Bay. Nearly 3 million people live about 5 feet above sea level. And since 2006, sea rise has sped up to about a third of an inch a year.
If you go back and look at the amount of flooding that occurred during Hurricane Irma and the potential damage and flooding that could occur if something bigger came in, like a Hurricane Andrew or a Katrina-type storm, that's what they're trying to protect us from.
Alan Dodd is the Chief of Public Works and Resilience for the City of Miami, where most of the work would be done. He's also a retired colonel who ran the Corps' Jacksonville district. He says Miami is paying close attention to some of the more dramatic proposals, like a 20-foot-high, mile-long wall along Brickell. The wall would jut about 50 feet into the bay.
What they are proposing, particularly in that area, is a very bold way of addressing the challenge we have.
Miami Waterkeeper Executive Director Rachel Silverstein says the plan ignores what the public has so far asked for.
Almost every individual who showed up to make a public comment about this study was almost begging for green infrastructure to be included. Those things both provide an environmental benefit, but have also been shown to be really potent storm surge protection features.
The Corps' project manager says she wants to hear the public's take on the plan. She's hosting virtual meetings and office hours over the next month to get comments. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
And for more information on those meetings, you can head on over to WLRN.org. This is WLRN News, and I'm Catalina Garcia.